It's amazing, absolutely incredible how far virtual reality gaming has come. My birthday is in December. I'm asking actually for a VR headset, one of those Samsung units. I just think those things are amazing. Well, now comes the story. Here's, unfortunately, with the great comes the creepy as well. There's a story about a woman who claims that she was basically virtually groped while she was playing a virtual reality game. She was playing this game called Quiver, Q-U-I-V-R. It's where you do archery. You shoot arrows at zombies. And there she was in this game room, and she's chasing these zombies, and one of these users who is, I guess, on her team or next to her or whatever, his screen name is BigBro442. She says he virtually groped her, had his hands all over her on the virtual screen, not in real life, but, you know, on the screen there. Couldn't get away from him. She says she was getting away from him as much as she can, but he would continue to pursue her, and she says it was quite a uncomfortable and awful experience, as you could imagine. And, you know, honestly, so many of these games, let's be honest, are dominated by guys, many of them living in their parents' basement. I'm just telling you the honest truth here. So there is really no accountability. I mean, people just log on with usernames or whatever. And so there are places that are prohibiting that kind of behavior, but unfortunately it is hard to police. So that is, she's filed a complaint, but I don't know what really is going to come of that. So but this guy, BigBro442, this woman says she was virtually groped by him. And I'm not defending this guy, but I'm just saying, has anybody talked to the Mario Brothers? I'm just saying, I don't trust those guys as far as I can throw them, you know?